You're listening to episode 2 of On the Line, the series written and directed by Bridget McCone and produced by Heather McLeod. This episode of On the Line features the song Grinding Over the Town, composed, produced and arranged by Tricia O'Keefe and lyrics by Bridget McCone. Cast in today's show include Brian Moriarty, Tom Eastaway, Claire Blennerhassett, Gareth Stack, Bridget McCone, Owen Marr, Carrie Doran, Paul Musio and Melissa Nolan. This show was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.
On the line, on the line. Sorry you can reach me cause I'm on the line, doing fine. Can't be talking to you cause I'm on the line, on the line, on the line. Leave your name and number cause I'm on the line.
You have reached On the Line. To listen to your messages, press 1.
You have reached the mailbox of
Sarah.
To listen to your messages, press 1.
Hi Sarah, it's Eamon. I just heard about your ma's accident. I'm so sorry. If you need to talk or someone to go to the hospital with you or something, let me know. Also, the gig's tonight, you know, if you want to go out and let off some steam or something. I think that's it. So just give me a call and we'll talk. Bye. Just Eamon again. Haven't heard from you. Bye.
Hey, it's Angela! Where are you? It's going great, they're doing so awesome. The crowd's lapping it up. Oh my God, they just started grinding over the town.
Listen!
This next song goes out to all the people on the town tonight. Tearing it up. Woo! Yeah! I'm really feeling the vibe tonight. There's a great energy in this room. You're feeling me, I'm feeling all of you. Let's go!
Ow!
Goodbye and tempo-bye, just for shaking my tail. I'm halfway up to heaven, but I'm heading for jail. The room is spinning, women grinning. Earthquakes couldn't stop this sinning. Player, prophet, madman, clown. I'm moving, blending, grooving, grinding over the town. Soul sisters, I see you grinding tonight. Hip cats, barflies, vibrations in the mind of the one true girl, which is love. This one's for you. My hands are kinda shaky and my lips are pale. My head is kinda achy but my hips can't fail. Heaven help me, devil's in me. Twisting, shaking bones within me. Player, prophet, madman, clown. But moving, grinding, grooving, grinding over the town. But moving, grinding, grooving, grinding over the town. But moving, grinding, grooving, grinding over the town.
Hello, Sarah. It's your father. Just calling to remind you to buy chocolates and a Cosmopolitan magazine on your way into hospital. Okay? Your mother was asking for them.
Eamon again. Sorry you weren't at the gig last night. It went really well. But I understand you have other stuff. We're just hanging out here and jamming. But if you... Oh my God. Gotta go.
Greetings, friend. How may I serve you?
Jono?
Eamon, how are you? You seemed troubled.
Would you blame me? You look like you were snogging our drummer, Wojciech.
That's because I was.
But why?
He's a beautiful spirit. I was moved to comfort him. His parents are having trouble accepting that he's gay.
Wojciech's gay? Since when?
Birth? His parents aren't even speaking to him.
Well, okay, that's really rough, but I don't see why you have to be snogging him. A sympathetic pat on the back would be enough, surely? Maybe a quick shoulder squeeze? There's no need for you to be going gay in solidarity.
I do also find Wojciech very attractive.
Oh God, so you're gay now too?
Bisexual.
But you play bass.
Orla Maguire's GBF says there's no such thing as bisexual.
Circa, are you on the extension? How long have you been listening?
Long enough.
Hang up right now. You're too young to be hearing all of this.
I'm 16. And anyway, I know all about gays. I was chatting for ages to Orla Maguire's GBF at Eileen's party.
What's a GBF?
Hello, gay best friend. Like Sex and the City. And Orla Maguire thought she was so sophisticated because she was the only one who had one. But if you're gay, Jono, that means you can be my GBF. Even better, because I don't think anybody has a bisexual BF. They're all going to be just so jealous.
We're not handbags.
Anyway, Jono's not going to be your bisexual best friend, Circa.
Why not?
Because I'm Eamon's bisexual best friend.
No, I mean, yeah, I guess. Oh God, how did this happen? We've known each other for years, Jono. We were going to be rocking out together. I was the axe man, man. You were the front man, our own rock band.
We are in a rock band.
Yeah, but now I'm in a band with a Buddhist bisexual and a gay Polish drummer. I mean, the axe man of sucking helium? That's supposed to be kind of, you know, macho.
Sucking helium? Not really.
Yeah, the name probably was a mistake.
Anyway, I'm not sure I'm a Buddhist anymore. I find myself increasingly attracted to Taoism.
What's the difference?
Buddhism teaches you to try to rise above the suffering of life. Taoism teaches you that you create the suffering of life by expecting it to be different from what it is. Like Eamon trying to force his way of looking onto the band.
Hey!
You must learn to go with the flow, allow things to follow their own nature.
God, you're so cool!
Jono, don't be filling your head with all of that bisexual Taoist stuff.
You're so immature sometimes, Eamon. Anyway, Jono, you don't have to be my absolute best friend to be my GBF. Lots of people aren't really best friends with their GBFs.
I'm immature. I am. I'm just having a hard time being the last straight man left on Earth.
Don't be so melodramatic. Anyway, Michael's straight.
He's hardly an advertisement.
You're just jealous because he's a real man and he has his own car and job.
And baby.
What?
Oh, God, I promised I wouldn't tell you, but you deserve to know.
What kind of a baby?
What do you mean, what kind of a baby? The baby kind.
But he never said anything to me about that.
That is because he is what is technically known as a sleazebag.
And thus following his own nature.
Unhelpful, Jono.
So, how long has he had this baby?
Since it was born, I'd imagine.
And how do you know all this?
I can't tell you that.
What? You're making this up. You never liked Michael because he's older than me and cool, and you don't think I'm mature enough to have a relationship with a real man.
I went to school with Kira, the baby's mother, and they're living together. Just ask him, will you?
They're living together? You mean they're not, like, broken up?
That's what I mean.
How could he do that?
That would be the sleazebag thing again.
But what?
Circa, he was making a complete fool of you. Just dump the creep.
But I thought he cared about me.
Look on the bright side. I bet Orla Maguire's 20-year-old boyfriend doesn't have a baby.
Shut up.
I'm sorry, Circa.
No, you're not. You never liked him, never. You just couldn't stand the thoughts of me having anything that was mine.
Circa? Circa?
I think she needs some time.
It's for the best. She deserved to know.
To know what we do not know is best.
What's that supposed to mean?
Confucius said it.
Jono, man, can I ask you something?
Of course.
We've been friends for years. And all that time, were you... Did you, you know, like, fancy me?
I don't think we should go into this.
So you did, then?
Not really. Sorry.
Sorry? Sorry, Jesus, don't be sorry. I'm relieved. It would have been so weird. Jono?
Yes?
Why didn't you fancy me?
This conversation is making me a little uncomfortable, Eamon.
Was it the shoes? It was the shoes, wasn't it?
No, not the shoes.
The hair?
What? No. I suppose you were just a little uptight for me, is all.
Uptight? Me? Really? Why would you say that? What makes you think that? What is it that's uptight about me?
Don't worry about it, man.
You know, Sarah still hasn't phoned me back.
You just have to be true to your own nature and everything will work out for the best, one way or the other.
I guess.
Eamon, how many messages did you leave her?
I don't know. A few?
Right. You might want to cut back on that. Be true to the real Eamon, but the real Eamon who leaves less messages. Your cooler true self.
You think?
I really do.
Okay, I'll try. Thanks, man. Take care of yourself.
You too, Eamon.
I'll see you.
Good luck. On the line,
sorry you can reach me because I'm on the line. Tonight on The Young and the Feckless, Brad confronts Janine about her affair with the Swedish pole vaulter. Does this spell the end for their marriage? And how will Tony react to the news that Mary Jo is slowly dying of tropical parrot flu?
Fingers on the buzzers. Which famous actress starred in Some Like It Hot and was accused of having an affair with President John F. Kennedy?
President Nixon?
No, Mary. President Nixon wasn't an actress.
Hundreds took to the streets to protest the closing of another factory this week, with the loss of almost 2,000 jobs. This marks the fourth major firm to pull out since January in what economists are calling a minor refreezing in the partial thaw that had been observed since the major downturn that followed last year's slowdown.
Yeah, hello.
Who's Kira?
Who is this?
Michael, who's Kira? Are you living with her?
Why would you think that?
Is it true?
Babe, I never said we were exclusive.
What? But you said I was beautiful.
And you are, babe, totally.
Then why would you do this to me?
I thought it was pretty clear.
I thought you were too.
I'm sorry if I hurt you.
So are you living with Kira? Have you a baby together?
Who told you this?
Why didn't you tell me?
I didn't think it was important. I mean, it's not like we were, you know, serious.
Michael Dwyer, I'm going to ruin you. I'm going to ruin you if it takes the rest of my life. Do you hear me?
Oh, Kira, I mean...
Sorica, Jennifer McCann, you better remember it.
I do. It was just a slip. Sorica, can I be honest with you?
That would make a change.
Kira and I had a baby when we were very young, and I've tried to do the right thing by her, but the truth is, we were never right for each other. I've tried to love her the way I should, but I guess I never really knew what love was until you, Sorica.
Really?
Sorica, you made me feel alive in a way I didn't know anybody could. I suppose it was stupid of me to lie to you, wrong of me, really wrong. I don't expect you to forgive me, but I was just so frightened of losing you.
Michael, why didn't you just tell me that?
It's hard to be vulnerable, Sorica.
I know.
I just can't believe that I've been such a fool. I screwed up the best thing that ever happened to me. There's nothing for me now.
Don't talk like that.
You mean I haven't screwed it up? You still care about me?
Oh, Michael, you know I do.
You and I can still see each other.
Well, I don't know. It's a lot to take on board. I mean, you have a family.
Kira understands that what we have is a practical arrangement, and sometimes we both have to go outside it to be true to our hearts. I wouldn't tell her about us, though. She doesn't really like to hear all the details, and she has quite a temper.
But she understands.
Oh, totally.
I don't know. I need some time to think about this, Michael.
Take all the time you need, babe.
But do you really love me?
You know it, babe. Look, I'm going to hang up now and give you some time to think things over. I'll call again in a couple of days and you can let me know what you decided.
Oh, okay. I guess that makes sense.
Bye.
Bye. I'm really glad we had this.
Hello?
Hi. Can I talk to Pete, please?
This is Pete.
Listen to me, you little weasel. You're dead. Dead, you hear me? I'm gonna stuff your little model falcon shit.
Millennium Falcon.
Whatever. So far up your...
It's a limited edition.
You will never be able to walk again. Do you hear me?
What did I do?
I just got off the phone with Sorca.
Which one's Sorca?
You know, Eamon McGann's little sister. Cute, blonde hair, nice legs.
Ah, right.
And she was asking me all about Kira and the baby, which I'm sure you can imagine was not something I particularly wanted to be talking about. And there was no way that I had let anything slip to her about Kira.
You are the master.
Indeed. So I'm thinking to myself, where is she getting all this from? Who do I know who knows Eamon McGann?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Who do I know is a wheezy little moron likely to shoot their mouths off to Eamon McGann about Kira and the baby?
I never did. I wouldn't.
It doesn't look good.
I swear to you, Michael, I'm your right-hand man. Chewbacca to your Han. Muff to Jared to your Vader. Oh, no, wait. He gets choked in his deleted scene. Anyway, I would never betray you like that.
Just tell me, how else could she have found out?
Michael?
Yeah?
You know how little Mikey's birthday is coming up? I may have invited Angela to that. I wasn't thinking.
Wait, who's Angela?
Angela Hayes, my girlfriend!
Wait, kind of chubby, talks a lot.
Yeah, I suppose I could do better.
Yeah, you really couldn't.
Why not?
For one thing, you know who Moff JJ is.
Jared!
And you have blueprints for Star Wars ships on your wall. I mean, Not even posters, man. Blueprints. That's like a whole different league of sad. Pure chicker felons. I've told you before, man. Wait, what are we talking about?
I invited Angela to little Mikey's birthday. When I realised what I'd done, I sent her a text straight away, asking her not to tell anybody. But you know what Angela's like. It's all her fault, really.
You're saying Angela has been running around blabbing to everyone that I have a kid? Man, you gotta learn to keep your dog on the porch. Get that girl under control.
What about you? You let Kira trash your car with a hammer and spray paint man whore all over the back of your leather jackets.
Kira's the exception, but otherwise, I've got my game figured out. You could learn much from me.
You are the master. Be my window of womanizing.
Windu.
Jedi master.
Ah, much to learn you have, young one.
That's Yoda.
Shut it. Now what were we talking about? Oh yeah, you let that girlfriend of yours make a lot of trouble for me.
Sorry, did you manage to talk such a round?
Hey, who do you think you're talking to? But it wasn't easy. I had to crack open the L word.
Lesbianism.
Love, you moron. It was awkward and uncomfortable.
Oh God, I'm so sorry, man.
That Angela chick's gonna pay for doing this to me.
Fair.
Damn straight.
Michael, could I ask your advice?
Sure, what is it?
Well, Angela's been acting kind of distant and saying she's not even in the mood to shift or anything. How do you talk a girl around when she's making excuses like that?
First rule, don't talk. If you don't ask, it's harder for her to say no. Second rule, make it as socially awkward as possible for her to say no. Cinemas are good. Nobody wants to kick up a fuss when there's all those people around. If you get a seat in the middle row, it's really hard for them to run out.
Well, I asked her to see the new Star Trek, but she said no.
Of course she said no. The new Star Trek. You gotta go for Reese Witherspoon if you want to molest a girl, I'm telling you.
You think?
No. Trust me, I've had some good times at Reese Witherspoon movies. Sandra Bullock is also good.
I see what you mean. It's genius, man.
I'm telling you, Reese Witherspoon, the molester's friend.
Okay, thanks, man. You truly are the master.
I know. Take care of yourself, right?
Right. And may the force be with you.
Whatever you say. Talk to you soon, man.
Okay, bye.
Cineplex box office.
Hi, I'd like to reserve 2 tickets for Ghosts of Girlfriends Past. Seats in the middle of the row. In the middle of the row. Right in the middle, if possible.
Hold, please.
On the line, sorry you can reach me because I'm on the line.
Man in white gets out and runs to the reception room. Bruce Lee movie.
Hello?
Hi, Angela. It's Amo.
Amo, what's up? Great gig last night.
Did you really think so?
Of course, you guys killed. They were eating out of the palm of your hand. I saw several of the older punters fleeing the place complaining about the noise, so that just shows it was rocking.
Thanks, man.
Seriously, sucking helium could be like the next U2.
You think?
Absolutely.
I think technically U2 are still the next U2.
Yeah, but they could retire.
I don't think they're planning on it anytime soon.
You don't know, though. Bono might quit to focus on his charitable work.
He's using his musical career to draw attention to his causes.
The swine.
Thanks for the support, though.
Sure thing. I really mean it. You guys need to get your own reality TV show or something. Get some attention.
Oh, God. The last thing I want is people going behind the scenes on our band.
Why? What's the scandal?
I don't think I should talk about it.
Why not? I'm not going to go gossiping about it.
Angela, I know you.
Amo, shut up. I'm not that bad.
Remember back at school? The trip to Delphi? You telling everyone that Des Jones wet himself on the high ropes?
I did not tell everyone. I told a few people and they told everyone.
Des nearly killed you for that.
Yeah. It took hours to wash all the manure out of my hair. But that was when I was considerably younger and less mature than I am now. Would you just tell me?
I don't know, Angela.
Come on, how bad can it be?
It's kind of embarrassing. And Jono and I have been best friends for the longest time.
So it's about Jono, is it? I have a hard time imagining Jono starting any trouble. He's so zen, like Buddha, only thinner and with dreadlocks.
Well, it's not exactly trouble. I mean, it seems to be all the rage these days.
Ah, Amo, you can't do this to me. Would you just tell me?
Okay, okay. Well, you know Wojciech, our drummer?
Oh, yeah, he's a fine thing. Cheekbones you could grate cheese on.
Well, apparently you're not the only one who thinks so.
I'd imagine not. So just last night, watching him banging away on the drums there, all topless and sweaty, his rippling biceps.
Okay, okay, go easy, would you?
So what about it?
Well, I kind of walked in on him and Jono kissing. Angela?
Oh. My. God!
I know.
But they're in a rock band!
See, this is what I said.
Are there any straight men left?
Well, Jono says he's bisexual.
Really? That is so cool.
Why does everyone say that? And I'm sure Pete is straight.
He's hardly an advertisement.
Aren't you two getting on?
Well, you know, he can be such a little... Would you look at us? Chatting away on the phone like this. We never usually hang out.
Right. Yeah. I forgot for a minute what I was calling about. I just wanted to ask you how Sarah's getting on.
Hasn't she been talking to you?
Not really, no. Not since her mum had that accident, anyway. I'm sure she has a lot on her mind. She didn't say anything to you about me, did she?
Not really, no.
What does that mean?
It means not really.
Angela, can I ask you something? You don't think I'm too uptight, do you? You know, to be attractive. To, like, women.
Of course not! You're in a rock band! But then what would I know? My boyfriend throws fits if you can't pronounce Obi Bonobi right. You want to talk about uptight? Did I tell you he has blueprints of spaceships on his walls? Blueprints!
I've seen them.
Sarah doesn't know how lucky she is.
She doesn't?
Oh, well, I don't mean... You know, I haven't really been talking to her since the accident either. She hasn't been answering anyone's calls. I'd say she's got a lot on her mind. She just needs some time to sort herself out. It's like in The Lion King, when he goes away after the death of his father and hangs out for a while singing songs and eating bugs, and when he comes back, he's a lion and ready to fight his uncle for his rightful place and settle down with his lioness, which is you. Kinda.
You think?
Totally. So, were Jono and Wojciech really kissing? Like, really?
It was pretty explicit, all right.
Wow. So Jono's definitely bisexual, then?
Why is it that everyone thinks that's so cool?
Well, you know. Most of the rest of us are having a hard enough time being unisexual.
True enough. And you and Pete?
Barely semisexual.
Ah, so you think there's hope for me and Sarah?
You remember at the gig last night, you played that new song about her. It was beautiful. Sarah, no monster is as deep, and I will chase you when you sleep.
Chase you when you sleep? That's not it. I'm not some mad stalker type. It's Sarah, no monster from the deep has ever chased me in my sleep the way she does. Meaning I'm dreaming about her, you see?
Well, that's even better.
Honey breath and ruby lips, harmless eyes and snaking hips. Cry my soul away. Cry my... Hang on, I'll get the guitar.
It's okay, I know it already. When Sarah hears that, I'm sure she'll melt. I mean, if someone wrote a song about my ruby lips...
I did play it on her answer machine. She didn't call back.
Yeah, but an answer machine, that's nothing. You've got to serenade her with it sometime, personally.
You mean like stand under her window?
I don't know if now's the right time. Maybe hang in there. Be patient. When the moment's right, and the two of you together, maybe a candle lit, nice bottle of wine, pizza, and then you pull out your guitar and you sing softly, just for her. No monster is as deep and has chased me in my sleep. Then she'll be putty in your hands.
Thanks, Angela. This is nice.
What is?
Us. Talking. It's like being back in school. The old gang. Everything was simpler then. Me and Sarah, you and Pete and John are all hanging out together, having a laugh. Everybody getting on, except Pete. I mean, I'm not saying Pete's annoying or anything.
It's okay. You don't have to be nice about him on my account.
Well, he never fit in. But the rest of us, it was deadly buzz. Starting the band. And now everything's all messed up. Everyone's scattered around these different colleges and you have to fight to see each other and leave messages and everyone's much too busy and bisexual. I just don't know what I'm doing wrong. It's like everybody's leaving me behind and I don't know what's changed.
I know. It doesn't really work anymore, does it? Hang on, I got a message. It's from Pete. Aww.
What?
It says, 2 tickets to Ghosts of Girlfriend Pass tonight. See you there. Ah, that's so sweet. He got us tickets to a chick flick. With no spaceships. All because he knows I like Matthew McConaughey. I feel really bad being mean about him now. Isn't that just the sweetest thing?
Yeah, it's nice for you two.
He really does think about me.
Yeah. Anyhow, I'd better get back to work. Songs to rehearse. Hey, did I tell you we got into a battle of the bands?
Really? That's cool.
The grand prize is a van for touring in. A whole van.
Wow. It's going to be like that bit in Fame. In your own time, Mr. McGann. And then it's all bang. What a feeling. Woo! Or wait, was that Flashdance? Or one of those yokes anyway.
Yeah, and the promoter gave us 50 tickets. And if we sell 45, then we get to keep any money we make selling the last 5.
Great. No, that should be great. You'll find 50 people, no problem. I mean, there's me and Sarah and Jono.
Jono doesn't count. He's in the band.
Well, Circa?
I don't want Circa there. She'll only laugh.
How serious are you about your career?
Okay, okay.
And your parents?
They hate rock.
What's that got to do with anything?
I guess.
And you can sell the rest of them in college, no worries. How much are they?
$16.50.
Isn't that kind of a lot?
Well, it's a battle of the bands. With the van.
I guess.
Anyway, I better go. But thanks for talking and everything.
Okay. Good luck with the battle of the bands thing.
Thanks. Bye.
You have reached the mailbox of...
Angela Hayes.
To listen to your messages, press 1. Recorded today.
Angela. It's Kira. Remember me? Well, I've got news for you, Goldilocks. I know. I know all about the rumours you've been spreading about Michael. And I'm coming for you. I'm going to make you suffer. I'm talking pain. Pain beyond your wildest dreams. When I get through with you, put that down, Mikey. No. Because it's dirty. Put it down. Now.
Hey,
no, you can't. It's not dinner yet. Mummy's on the phone. Mummy's on the phone. Go play with your blocks. Good boy. Now, where was I? Yes, pain. Suffering, the likes of which you can barely picture. You're going to wish you'd never even heard of me and Michael. I know where you live, Angela. You remember Mr. Moriarty? Well, when I get a hold of you, I'm going to choke the life out of you and... Drop it, Mikey! Drop it, I said. Oh, for God's sake. I've got to go. But I'll be back. You haven't heard the last of me, Angela Hayes.
End of messages.
Oh. My. God.
You've been listening to On the Line. This series is written and directed by Bridget McCone and produced by Heather MacLeod. The theme tune for this series is written, produced and arranged by Tricia O'Keefe and sound engineering by Dave O'Grady. To catch up with episodes, comment on the action and become a friend of the band, visit www.myspace.com/suckinghelium. Podcasts of the series are also available at www.ontheline.podomatic.com. This series was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland. Tune in again next Wednesday at 3:30 p.m. to catch episode 3 of On the Line.